This is the rain practice by Tara Brach. It's a practice for being with difficulties and has four steps. Recognize, allow, investigate, and nurture. So, taking a comfortable seated position and allowing the eyes to gently close. Connecting with the stable base that your body makes with whatever is supporting your weight. Connecting with the alertness in the spine. Connecting with the breath. This is an invitation to scan through your life for something challenging. It might be pandemic related or something completely different. It could be a person, a situation, maybe something that has already happened, something that is current or something that you are worried about in the future. And if you are already feeling a bit too vulnerable for this, just sitting with whatever is around right now. So, going with whatever images or thoughts that are around in this moment. Imagining it like a film. Perhaps noticing a sense of reactivity. Noticing emotions getting triggered. So letting the film roll till you get the frame which seems to be the crux of the difficulty, and then freeze that frame. So now the first step of the rain practice. Can you just recognize what is predominant? Perhaps there are feelings of fear or grief. Maybe anger or hopelessness. And you could perhaps verbalize this to yourself. Anxiety is here, or sadness is here. Then the next step, allow. Can you just let it be here? Would it be possible to cultivate a willingness to pause with what is happening right now? Acknowledging the challenging emotions, which are just a natural part of life, of being human. Can you give space to what is here without trying to change it? and maybe saying to yourself, it's okay to feel like this. Then moving on to investigate. Where exactly is this distress in my body? How is it reflected in the muscles of my face, my throat, my hands, my shoulders? What am I experiencing in my abdomen, in my chest? Is there a change in breathing rate or heart rate? And what am I believing or anticipating right now? Feeling right into the place that is most vulnerable. The sensations may be very specific or perhaps vague. Would it be possible to even welcome what is going on, almost inviting it in? Maybe putting your hand where you sense the emotion, where the sensations are strongest. Exploring the feelings with gentleness. Maybe breathing in and out of the areas of difficulty. And remembering that rather than trying to get rid of anything, this is more about trying to get to know whatever is going on. And then could you gently ask of it, what do you really need? And can you listen from your wisest heart? Does it need understanding or comfort? Connection or reassurance or love? Perhaps acceptance or forgiveness? What does it most want to hear? The final stage of the practice is nurture. Perhaps putting the hands on the chest with tenderness and compassion, deeply feeling into that touch. Perhaps getting a sense of tenderness, gentleness, warmth. And perhaps getting a sense of really caring for yourself. And what message might you drop into your mind? What most resonates? This might be a message from yourself, or you could imagine someone important to your life speaking, or perhaps a deity. Whatever seems appropriate for you right now. Maybe saying, "I'm listening," or "It's okay to feel like this." This will pass. All will be well. Whatever resonates in this moment. So, just sitting and breathing for as long as you wish. Being with whatever is present with kindness and gentleness.